And aloha. Aloha and blessings, divine ones. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the bold, beautiful, and breezy this morning island of Hawaii. And you are listening to The Road to Happy. And as I sit here this morning in this just divine energy, Mr. Cardinal chattering away behind me, and often I say I like to view these podcasts just as oracle cards, and the one you choose is the message you hear today. But today I am offering a bit of a timestamp, is that we are sitting in the new moon energy of July, and I can feel my most delicious favorite energy of the Lionsgate portal. I can feel that energy, and I know we humans like to date everything and offer it to the date of August 7th, but in reality, that shifts and changes, and I assure you, because I can connect with it and feel it growing, it is just a wonderful, wonderful energy. It opens us to the Christ energy, that feeling of just infinite oneness with the universe, the infinite love that is offered to us. It is such an expansive, peaceful energy. It's just delightful to get lost into it. So I encourage everyone who meditates to get out into nature and just sink into that space of connection and just allow, no agenda. It's, you know, no agenda. And I know we go into some meditations, guided meditations, you know, for a purpose and all of that sort of thing. But I am a big proponent of just allowing, because the universe knows so much more than we do from our vantage point here as I don't want to say specks of light, but beacons of light, but still little pulses of light here on the planet and the universe and its infinite wisdom constantly expanding. How much more does it know? So again, I encourage you from now until, well, always is a good time. There's never not a good time to sit in nature and connect, but especially now to just allow this beautiful, beautiful energy to reach you and to open your heart. This, coupled with the new moon today, is such a powerful window I'm feeling. Such a powerful, just a powerful portal. There's magic in this energy. Expansion, growth, transformation. But what I'm feeling really is that you cannot venture beyond today for the rest of the year and beyond, dragging around old stuff. This really, really, and I always say this, that July to me really feels like the beginning of the year. I know, again, we humans have time stamped it in December or January. Well, January 1st, obviously. That's the first day of the year, but that just never has felt right to me. This feels like a beginning. This feels like new. I think the Aztecs had it going on, putting July or this time of the year as the beginning. But that's what I am feeling today, is truly, truly a new beginning. But you cannot waltz into this beginning dragging the old. So we really look at what is weighing you down. The wind is picking up here because apparently there was a hurricane / tropical storm that is arriving tomorrow on our beautiful island. So the winds are already picking up and we're expecting torrential rain, big wind gusts, I read 50 to 60 miles an hour, so it's picking up. trying to shield my little mic from that wind, but let's invite it, because wind really brushes away the old, doesn't it? So welcome now to invite this wind into our energy field, into our consciousness, to clear. Let's ask it to assist us in clearing our old away. And the image I'm receiving is not even clearing, but just seriously like dropping, like holding. You've been holding on. We all have been holding on to stuff for too long. And the thing is, when we hold on to this stuff for so long, it's like we get comfortable with it. And it's almost like lightness is a stranger. So we just soldier on and carry this stuff day in and day out, thinking that we need to. And I'm here today, Divine Mother's Wisdom saying, drop it. Like, literally, just drop it. If you're feeling you can't, call in your angels, your benevolent ancestors, your guides and guardians, and just say, help me. Help me to open my hands and simply drop, so that you can walk through this new portal into this beautiful energy, feeling and receiving the gift of the universe of new birth. That is what's coming through today, and it is powerful stuff. Now, if you are hearing this beyond this window of time, don't click off, because there's a reason you are hearing it. This wisdom is good at any time to drop old stuff. And a big part of my work is about releasing attachments, about letting go and inviting the new. Whether you're sitting in grief and moving forward in your life with this new identity, with this new space, whether you're just ready for change. Maybe you've been sitting in this place of, meh, you know, just life. It's just like this, I guess. Every day melding into the others. And yesterday I talked about how our birthright is abundance. Ooh, my little cardinal family is just chittering away back here. I've got three females and one bright red male. They're all just chittering around him. So, back to abundance, that birthright. Our birthright is abundance, and we carry this essence of quote-unquote sin, carry this essence of less than that has been hammered into us for eons. And I'm saying, let it go. Let it go. Your soul does not need healing. Your soul, your spirit essence, if you're more comfortable with that word, your light is perfection. How can it not? So here's the other thing that's just jumping into my mind. We say that we are created, or maybe not we, other powers say that we have been created in the essence of God. And because we humans are so attached to our bodies, we put a face to that, a physical body, saying that God must look like this. And I say, really, that's going down the wrong road. This is my interpretation of that. And it's so simple. And not visual. But God is love. Goddess. The universe. Put a word that makes you feel at home. The universe is love. And we are love. Period. End of story. No face. No physical features. No body. Just love. We are a vibration of love. Oh my goodness. And I just, as I say that and say it passionately, I could feel energy build within me. Because when you reside in a space of love, infinite potential is yours. And you are able to connect to the heart of the universe. Now, the image that they have been sending me, So it's of a human person sitting cross-legged on the ground in stillness. And what they're showing me is that when we sit in stillness, when we sit in that space, allowing that connection, we are aligned with the heart of the universe, with this Christ consciousness energy that is here today and really available at any time, but just heightened today. We are in alignment, and that is a space of peace. Peace, happiness, joy, these are not things that are sought out there. And by out there, if you do not know already by listening to my work, meaning the outside illusion of life that is presented by society, that is not truly living. Joy, happiness, peace come from within us when we are in alignment with the heart of the universe. When our heart and the heart of the universe beat together in that understanding and field of love, in the vibration of love, all is possible. That is where magic and miracles fly to you, cling to you with their gorgeous, sparkly essence. We cannot create, dear hearts, with a heart that is beating to the drum of fear. That is when we open to doubt, to less than, to the sense that we are less than perfect. Yes, we may stumble and trip and fall even. Days that we're maybe not just feeling our best. But that's part of the human journey. That does not in any way tarnish the perfection of our light. And we really need to remind ourselves of this, because we have gotten way off track. Way off track. To the point where we have blocked our own connection to the heart of the universe, to the essence of love. See, I like to keep things real simple. We humans complicate everything. Everything. So here's the thing. There's one vibration in this universe, and that is love. Anything else is not love. So there's love and not love. So really, there's only love. So we really need to look again at what we're carrying. Do we choose? And I say that with such emphasis. Choose. What do we choose to carry? A lot of us like to think that, oh, it's not a choice. I have to do this, and I have to carry this further. And I assure you, no. That is something you've told yourself or someone else has told you. I'm here to clear that energy and remind you that no, you have a choice. Each and every moment, you have a choice. Choose in this moment to let go of the old. How do you know what to let go of? It feels heavy. Again, in that same essence of teaching that there's love and not love, there's lightness and then there's heavy. These are your Geiger counters. This is your markers for life. It's going to feel heavy and excite you. Maybe bring tears to your eyes because you are in such alignment with your soul's calling. You're igniting that spark of light within you, feeling, yes, I want to do this. I must do this because this is my sole purpose. Yeah, there's that space. And then there's the, I don't want to do this. It feels heavy. It brings me no joy, no excitement. That's the other spectrum. And so many of us reside in that end. And we've gotten so used to it. And we've been told by so many that this is how it is, that we just drag that crap along with us. And for many of us, it does us in. And I say this as a hospice counselor with that head on at this moment, how many I have seen that which they have carried for so long has weighed them down to the point of creating such an imbalance within their systems that they can go on no longer. Illness doesn't just happen. Imbalance in the system doesn't just happen. And that thought that we can just randomly be hit by things creates such a terror within us, doesn't it? And I want to pause there because that's in and of itself a whole day's worth of guidance. Let's get back to carrying what it is we don't need to carry any longer. Check in. What feels heavy? What can you let go of? What can you let go of? Let go. If you need a visualization, which is often so helpful, visualize yourself carrying some suitcases. Feel the weight of them in your hands, and you might want to put names of things in that suitcase to give it more clarity. Maybe you have been dragging with you that sense of less than. So put that in your suitcase. Whatever it is that you've got in there, visualize it. And then visualize the light within you burning forth. And as it burns forth through your energy system, it allows you the gift of grace to open your hand and let go. So let go. And how does that feel? Do you feel lighter? Maybe you need to do this exercise a few more times, you feel, with different things in your suitcase. Then by all means, go ahead. Create some sacred space for you where you can do this simple but powerful visualization. Light a candle. Light some incense. Light up whatever lights up for you. And let go. Because as we march forward collectively as a species, we all need to let go of some crap so that we can together, collectively, rise into the new phase. A new phase which beats with the heartbeat of the universe, that heartbeat of love, so we can shed collective fear, so we can shed collective less than. There's no more time for less than. There's no more time. We can rise together in the state of grace and beauty, enraptured with the love of the universe, of our divine mother, who wants us to let go and rise. I will share with you, which feels poignant at this moment in the image in my mind, prompting me on, before I left Sydney to begin my new life here on the islands, I did my own vision quest. And the message from Divine Mother then was let go. And then teach others to let go. So I stand before you, actually sitting. Okay. So I'm sitting here before you. With humility, gratitude, and the grace of our Divine Mother guiding you as Wisdom Keeper of the Guardian of the Western Gate, let go. Let go to your hearts and begin anew. Whew. Taking a breath together, that was a lot of big stuff coming through today and enhanced by this amazing energy. It's feeling complete. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the big, bold, slightly beautiful and warm Big Island of Hawaii. You've been listening to The Road to Happy from the heart of the universe through mine to yours, dear heart. We are all one. Om Shanti Shanti Om.